item.
Item 53, request of Alan Ellis to address council regarding Olympia Rhythmic Gymnastics delegation from Khabarovsk.
Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Alan Ellis. I'm president of the Portland Khabarovsk Sister City Association, and I'm here to introduce the first ever visit to Portland of rhythmic gymnasts from our sister city. We've had, over the last 30 years, we've had lots of different exchanges, lots of different programs, but this is the first time we've had rhythmic gymnasts here. And I'll say a few words and then introduce director of Rose City Rhythmic and Olympia Rhythmic from Khabarovsk. And this is a program which we've been working on for 2 or 3 years. When we send delegations to Russia, to Khabarovsk, we're always taken to the Olympia Sports Complex, and we see these girls, these athletes here today from 11 to 15 years old, really do extraordinary routines. And in fact, there's going to be an exhibition, the Americans and the Russians together, this coming Saturday at the PDX Sports Center from 11 to 2 o'clock. It's a fundraiser for this program. After their stay in Portland, they're going to be going to L.A. and participating in an international competition. So, and then they'll come back here, and we'll have a farewell pizza party, and they'll be back. This was possible only because of the Khabarovsk City Administration and the new mayor. They have a new mayor elected in September named Sergei Kravchuk, and he was amenable to convincing the council there to pay for the international airfare of this group coming over. And then Rose City Rhythmic and our sister city association have covered the rest of the expenses. To save money, the group flew from Khabarovsk to, now Khabarovsk is in the Russian Far East, it's right above Chinese Manchuria on the Trans-Siberian Railway. It's an inland port like Portland. And they flew them 5,000 miles from, over 5,000 miles from Khabarovsk to Moscow on Aeroflot. And then from Moscow to JFK. And then from JFK to Portland. They arrived last Friday. So they had Martin Luther King's birthday weekend to recuperate. So I would like to introduce the group. First of all, we have Jean McCormick, who's, as I say, director, and she's going to say a few words, director of Rose City Rhythmic. And then we have Olga Borozova, who is the director of Olympia Rhythmic. And the other coach here is Yelena Bobsonovskaya. And her daughter, Eva Bobsonovskaya, and Irina Guskova, Alexandra Chen, Veronika Zabrodina. And they have,
we missed one.
Oh, did I forget?
Irina.
Oh, Izvinita.
Irina Lee.
Pardon?
Irina Lee. Irina Lee.
Oh, Irina Guskova.
Lee.
Oh, the other Irina. Ah, yes. There's another Irina. I'm sorry. Izvinite, Irina.
No problem.
Okay. So they're going to say a few words, and then after that, the girls will come up and present a letter to Mayor Wheeler and from the new mayor of Khabarovsk and some presents and that kind of thing. So...
So as a courtesy to our sister city, I have extended your time, but we need to keep this brief because we're well over the 3 minutes and we have time certains on the schedule.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hi, good morning. I'm Jean McCormick. I'm with the Rose City Performing Arts Collaborative. We are a nonprofit rhythmic gymnastics team, very small, but we are so thankful to PKSCA, Portland Havarovsk Sister City Association, for facilitating this exchange between the athletes, and unfortunately our athletes couldn't make it today due to school, but we, speaking on their behalf, they have been enjoying the training time together, as well as getting to know one of another and families who are hosting. So we are very thankful to the hosting families. And we just want to say we hope that we can continue to foster this relationship between the two clubs and between our cities together.
Great. Thank you.
I'm Olga Barzova, director of school Olympia in Khabarovsk. Dear friends, Khabarovsk gymnasts are very happy for your invitation. We were struck by hospitality concern of the people of the Portland for us. We are sure that the friendship of American and Russian gymnasts will remain forever and will help our children to live in peace. Thank you for this opportunity for our children. And many thanks to parents of American gymnasts and Perry Lee and Alan. And from me, I think it very beautiful that all over that all people from all over the world and all children will won't live in peace. Excuse me for my English.
Oh, no, a lot better than
lovely.
My Russian.
Madam President?
Yes.
Do you think we could have
can I first of all, just take a moment to thank Al Ellis. For people who may be new to council today, this is what a robust sister city relationship means. And traditionally, an event of this significance would be a time certain. So thank you for extending the clock, because really, this is a government-to-government program, and we do extend the courtesy to sister cities. But Al has been indefatigable. First of all, he's one of the few people that can actually pronounce correctly all the Russian names. So we thank him for that. Historically, one of the things that I remember from this relationship we have with Khabarovsk is that it's the jazz capital of Russia. Mm-hmm. So we have celebrated music.
Cool.
And this is the first time, I think, in 10 years we've celebrated athletes, young athletes, and we're honored to have them. And I wonder, Madam President, if we could take one moment to have a photograph so they have a memento.
Certainly. Let's do that.
We have a presentation to make to you.
Why don't we come, Al, why don't we come down so we can do
Sounds
it
good.
And, with you. Remind us that the city where they come from is located where in Russia?
It's right. It's just north of the Chinese border in Manchuria, the Manchuria area.
So it's far to the east.
Yeah, it's an inland port from the Pacific Ocean, so that it's on the same latitude as Portland.
Wow. So they'll appreciate our weather.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh,
ladies.
We have a presentation.
So why don't we, the president of the council will receive
yes.
it on behalf
okay.
of the
mayor.
Okay.
Hello? Hello,
it's for Mark.
Oh,
happy.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
What is this one?
That.
Is it this for?
Yes.
Oh,
I'll give it to our newest member.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great pleasure. Thank you for honoring us.
Thank you very much.
Which of the young ladies actually speaks English?
Is it you?
A little bit. Look at that.
Welcome.